Welcome to the Friday Reset, the Butterfly Effect. This episode is the antidote to the heaviness you are feeling in this complicated world.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This new Friday series of episodes is meant to be a space to slow down, to come back to yourself, and to gently integrate what we've been exploring together this week. Insight can be so powerful, but it's also the small, steady shifts that actually change how we live on a daily basis, how we love, and how we show up for the people who matter most. Each Friday, I will offer you one word, one small action, one quiet act of courage, and one sentence you can carry with you. Not to overwhelm you, but to remind you that even in uncertain, heavy, or complicated times, you are not powerless. Small shifts create real change, and this is where we practice that together. This week, we're going to reflect on the moment your child said, "Mom, I think I'm gay," or "bi," or "trans." You fill in the blank with your child's orientation or identity. Most of us were never taught how to hold this kind of moment. We were taught how to guide, how to protect, how to have answers. But this moment doesn't ask for answers. It asks for something entirely different. It asks for presence, for curiosity, for a willingness to sit in the unknown without rushing to resolve it. Because when your child says, "I think I'm fill in the blank," they're not handing you a problem to solve. They're inviting you into something that is unfolding. And sometimes the most powerful shift we can make is to stop asking, "What does this mean for the future?" and start asking, "How can I meet my child right here in this moment?" Not with certainty, but with steadiness. Not with perfection, but with love. So this is your Friday reset, your butterfly effect, the one small shift that can create a meaningful change. This week, we are staying with Tuesday's conversation, the moment when your child says, "Mom, I think I'm gay," and everything in you reacts. Your tiny action is this: pause and then say one sentence before anything else. "Thank you for telling me." Thank you for telling me. That's it. No follow-up, no fixing, no processing out loud, just "thank you for telling me." Because in that moment, your child isn't asking for answers. They're asking, "Am I safe with you?" And that one sentence answers yes. The word of the week is trust. Let this word settle in a little deeper. Trust. Not just your child's trust in you, but your trust in the process. Trust that identity unfolds over time. Trust that this doesn't need to be solved or figured out or even understood today. Trust that your relationship matters more than your reaction. And maybe most importantly, trust that you can grow into this, that you can evolve just like your child is. Let's name the pressure for what it is. There is a voice that could be internal or external or both, that says, you need to figure this out. You need to respond perfectly, or you need to get this right. This week, your micro rebellion is this: don't rush, don't scramble, stay. Resist the urgency. Choose presence, being present. Urgency creates fear, but being present creates connection. And here's one line that you can tuck into your memory to use this week. I may not fully understand yet, but I am here with you. Simple, grounded, human, and enough. This is one of those parenting moments that can feel bigger than it is, and also exactly as big as it is. You're holding love. You're holding uncertainty. You might be holding fear, grief, confusion, protectiveness, all at one time. And that's okay. Look at you building your capacity. You're human. So here are a few questions to just gently sit with. What am I feeling right now? And can I allow that feeling without letting it take over? What does my child actually need from me in this moment? Can I separate my fear about the future from what's happening right now in this present moment? What would it look like to be a safe place instead of a perfect parent? And maybe the simplest one, can I stay? This week, let kindness look like this. Respond to vulnerability with acknowledgement before anything else. Not correction, not even curiosity, not guidance, just acknowledgement. Thank you for telling me. I'm really glad you came to me. Or simply, I'm here. That is how safety is built, one moment at a time. Listen, I know you want to support your child. And as a parent, it's one of the worst feelings to not always know what to say or how to show up. That uncertainty can create distance, self-doubt, or reactions that don't feel aligned with who you want to be. I'd like to invite you to join me on Substack for deeper support, honest reflections, and for practical guidance to help you show up with more clarity, with compassion, and with confidence. The quick link is at the top of your show notes, or you can find me at heatherhester-morehumanmorekind. So today your reset was simple but powerful. One sentence that builds safety, one word to anchor you, trust. One choice to resist urgency and stay present. Here's the truth I want you to carry into the weekend. You don't need to have this all figured out. You just need to keep showing up in a way that tells your child, you can come to me. I'm so glad you were here today for doing this work, for choosing to lead with love in moments that feel uncertain. Thank you. Remember, new episodes of More Human, More Kind drop every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.